Did you know that you can create the kind of day you would like to have the first thing every morning? This is a wonderful recipe that involves suspending your judgment, literally, and collaborating with a spiritual partner. If you follow this recipe, you will be given the kind of day that you would like to have. You can create a peaceful, joyous, happy day. I was first introduced to this wonderful, powerful technique 25 years ago through A Course in Miracles, and it was amazing, truly amazing. So why don't you try it for a few days and see how it works for you? So here are the four steps. Step number one, drop into your heart space. Everything works better in your heart. Sit quietly. Breathe deeply and place your hands in the center of your chest, right over your heart center. And then gently, gradually bring your awareness underneath your hands. Just feel what it's like to be in that center of your heart. And when you start to think about something that you love, you'll find that love inside starts to expand. From this space, you're going to set your intention for the kind of day you would like. What kind of experience would you like to have today? What kind of emotions would you like to feel? What kind of things would you like to happen to you today? Get very clear about the day you'd like and set your intention. For example, you can picture yourself feeling serene, joyous, peaceful. See that difficult relationship that's been troubling you being really peaceful. See things shifting at work. Money flowing, whatever it is you wish. Make all your decisions today with the voice for love. Oh my gosh, all my decisions, what does that mean? Well, you start with the premise that we never make a decision alone, ever. We're either collaborating with the voice for love, the Holy Spirit, in Hebrew, the Ruach HaKodesh, and our connection to God, or we are collaborating with the ego, which is the voice for fear. And have you noticed that your decisions are very often based on limited vision and perceptions? These may seem very, very clear in the moment, but I don't know about you, but I have found that these are often very much off base. Yet, the voice for love has a clear vision of the total reality and can guide us to make the very best and most peaceful choices in every situation. So let me tell you how this process works, how we can connect with Spirit to make our decisions, and how we can know if the voice for love is actually guiding us, or whether it's our imagination, or even worse, the ego. Well, you can't really make a mistake here, because it all begins with your intention. When you set your intention to make all your decisions with the voice for love, you're going to be given the day you ask for. When you are connected to and guided by Spirit, you will feel peaceful naturally. And this means, this is the bit of the hard part. It means surrendering all your judgments and interpretations as well as your decisions. That means You can't judge anything. Let Spirit show you how to look at every situation. If you should lose your peace and your neutral perspective, that's a good clue that you made a decision with the ego instead of the Holy Spirit. At that point, you can choose to decide otherwise. Ask Spirit, help me see this from your perspective. Help me see this through the eyes of love. And you will find that things are going to shift. And you'll know any moment you don't feel peaceful, that's when you have the opportunity to call in Spirit and say, help me see this a different way. You're deciding every moment whether to be peaceful or to be in collaboration with the ego. So make your decisions, and you don't have to believe in this for it to work for you. Just be open to the powerful potential here, because it really does work. I found it absolutely amazing in my life. But I do have a caution, and that is if you should find that you're resisting this technique, do not force it. Forcing it will be counterproductive. Just love and accept yourself where you are. Remember, no judgment. And acknowledge your feelings. Awareness of your feelings will open you up to creating powerful shifts.